Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Here's the news in 60 seconds, yumadailynews.com. One of the most popular stories this week, Yuma County Sheriff's Office has solved a $775,000 fraud case. It appears that the funds were used toward luxury items like an exotic car. It happened right here in Yuma. The man got arrested. Learn more about the case, yumadailynews.com. NAU, in the fall of 2023, will be offering free tuition to residents in Arizona. The CEO of Greater Phoenix Leadership says that they want to provide an affordable pathway to college. Learn if you make the cut, yumadailynews.com. Six lucky students from Yuma Union High School District have been selected to appear on some billboards around the county. Principals, guidance counselors, teachers, and district admins all played a role in recommending the students for the billboards. You can see who got picked, yumadailynews.com. Foothills Library has been offering new summer programs for children and adults. You can check out what's happening at the library every single week at yumadailynews.com. That's the latest. May the 4th be with you. I'm Andrew Caravella.
Why did the Freon in my AC leak? Well, no metal today is like yesterday's. The copper is different and the price is higher. The new Rheem heat pumps are built like yesterday's. And now Rheem has a 10-year parts warranty on their units in the event they fail. If you want to talk heat pumps, stop by our shop, Air Central Heating and Cooling, your local Rheem dealer.
Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Chamber Chatter, only the good stuff from the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and good morning, Russ. We have Russ Clark in the studio.
I'm here. Good morning.
You're here. We're glad you're here. Yeah. We're glad to see you. Haven't seen you. It feels like forever.
Well, because you took a day off.
I did.
Which
so
okay.
You know, it happens. I think, you know, I end up with board meetings on Wednesday mornings sometimes. So, and this morning, it is Older Americans Month this month. And so we have Carol Brown from WACOG. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
Stop it, Carol.
I got to bring the good news, Russ.
Is that what they call it now? Is that the new pronoun, older Americans? Not.
It actually is.
Not old person or senior.
Well,
or...
and I actually accidentally used the word elderly yesterday, so that wasn't so great.
Okay. Yeah. Old fart. You know,
no, that's only for you.
You're in a category all of your own,
that's
sir.
I have that right.
It is Older Americans Month, and actually they set a theme every year.
Okay.
And they tend to look at what's going on in the nation and with our older adults, what they could be facing, what the challenges are. So this year the theme is Age My Way. And that really ties into the reality of what you were just
kidding about. Is that a
Frank
Sinatra thing?
Yeah. I kind of like the Age My Way because, you know, I look at a lot of people we were just talking to before we went on air. And, like, just seeing the different people I know that are all about the same age, you know, by mid-70s, there can be a big difference from one person to the next.
Absolutely. And it also helps us really draw attention to the fact of those words, those terms that we were kidding about. But what we've also recognized is that we have a serious problem with ageism in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's
so
the problem? We have too many of them?
No.
Oh. Ageism.
what's the problem, Carol?
We tend to use terms that are going to classify folks that, say, are 60 and above in a way that it may make it harder for them to be employed. Or to stay employed.
Correct.
That is there's a misconception of either they're not capable of taking care of themselves or that they should be able to take care of themselves because they've retired.
I'm going through that right now. Not me personally, but with my dad. He's 88.
Yeah.
And there's a difference in families as far as family members. It says, you're too old to take care of yourself and all that kind of stuff. So they want to emasculate him. And I'm like, nope, you know. The old man does what he wants to do.
My grandma still lived at home at 99.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, she was, we did finally get her a living caregiver, but she was like 96 or 97. She was very still capable of taking care of herself at 88.
My dad's a cowboy by mentality, and it's kind of tough to get him to get help. You know, he just, do you run into that, Carol?
Every day.
And I'm not talking about like somebody to walk him around or to be with him or something, but my God, let somebody clean your pool or something, you know.
And that's exactly why it's Age My Way, because we have to take a look at folks individually and determine how do we best support them.
Right.
What we lose in the translation, and we have for many decades, is understanding just because you reach a certain age doesn't mean you're no longer a human being that has the same rights and privileges, that wants to live in dignity, that wants to be shown respect.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have freedom and latitude, and you want to have liberties with your own life, and we should be there to support that effort, not take it away from
them. And I love that attitude, and somehow well-meaning children get to the point where he needs help, we're going to do it for him, and they start becoming maternal and making decisions.
It is tough, and I came from a situation where my mom had a terminal illness for decades, and she had a lot of freedom and made her own decisions, but when things got difficult, from time to time, she automatically brought me in and wanted me involved to help support her, but towards the end, then it had to come to a time where we could support better, but not take over her life.
I think the tough part is just what you said, take over life, and at what point do we say we need to declare him incapable or her incapable of doing such, that it is a danger and that we need the state to restrip him of rights? That's such a major, I mean, that is not casual to me.
It is not. And there are times when we need to protect our loved one.
Yes.
But there's many times where we just need to find the way to support them as they're living independently in their own home.
Right.
Which means some muscle, some extra work, some extra effort on loved ones that surround them. They could be a genuine caregiver living in the home with the person, but they also might be family that lives long distance, and it's finding ways to support that parent, grandparent, loved one to stay living where they want to live, because that's part of the challenge is we think we want to have them be placed somewhere and that's the best thing for them, and that may not be the best thing at all.
Is it best for them or is it best for you because it's less hassle?
So then that's a lot of what WACOG is about. The Area Agency on Aging is there to provide those free services to older adults who do want to stay living independently in their own homes for as long as possible.
Older adults.
Safety's the factor.
Older adults frustrate me. They don't always say exactly what or communicate what they really want. You know, they don't.
And depending on the generation.
That's it. It's generational.
Mm-hmm. They were raised that you don't ask for help and you let the person next to you get the help because they probably need it more than you do.
Like I said, my dad's a cowboy, so he thinks it is something you don't ask for help. You're not a man. You know, you take care of yourself and all that. And that's a tough deal. And I'm dealing with it now because my siblings have, I guess they don't have the same capacity. They have different expertise. Mine is, talking.
And sometimes it's about the communication. And that alone is how you open the door to really understand what your loved one wants and what they need.
And what I find, I've been watching it for a while and not getting involved so much, but I've been watching for a while, and I find that my well-meaning siblings will say, well, Dad, all you need to do is if you take this pill, you're going to sleep better, and then you need to get this done, and you need to get, and that's the last thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want someone to tell him what to do. He wants someone to listen.
Communication.
Yeah.
Listening is the biggest part of that.
Yeah.
So this month, there's a big focus on just our older adults. And for me, the one thing I want to convey...
Can we do something more fun next month?
No, not next month. Next month gets more serious.
Oh my God, no.
It's normally when I come see you about the really hard stuff.
I would say Age My Way sounds like fun. I want to age my way.
So this month, I want to suggest to our community, please consider who the older adult is in your life. Doesn't matter if it's a family member, a friend, or a neighbor, or someone in your church community, it doesn't matter.
Sure.
Who's in your life that you would like to be a blessing to? Would you take a few moments and write them a note or take them out for a meal? Show kindness to them. Show gratitude for the influence they've had in your life, because that's what our older adults don't hear enough of.
Right.
They don't hear that they've made a difference in other people's lives.
Right.
And that's really, really important. It doesn't matter if you're 62 or if you're 92.
Why did you look at me when you said 62?
Because I kept looking at Russ. And
I'm teasing.
I had to look away from Russ.
No. Actually, I'll be 65 this year. And I feel no closer to retirement than I did when I was in college.
Yeah.
And I think that's important, at least for me it is, that I'm still a student in life. I'm still learning. I still have a lot to know that I don't know. And I'm still reading. I'm still exploring. I'm still figuring stuff out. And for me, that's a lifestyle I'm not ready to give up and say, well, you know, I'm looking at the calendar and the clock says you need to sit in a rocker and stop.
And that's another part of this, too, with reality of how we were structured. And because of Social Security and Medicare,
mm-hmm.
there was a preconceived idea for many decades that by 65, you're done. You should be retiring. Either you're financially set and you're fine to retire, or your health has declined to such a level that you can no longer work. And it's just, that's not true in this day and age. I'm legally, officially a senior.
Oh, no. Does but you get discounts at the theater?
I haven't asked. Should I?
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of find it, you know, I'm kind of running into this with my son who turned 18.
Yeah, he's old.
And it's like, but on the opposite end of the spectrum, it's like magically one day he is an adult. Yeah, no, I still had to take him to open a bank account. And the other day he called us at work. He's like, Mom, I'm almost out of gas. And I'm like, okay, so go to the gas station and get gas. And I finally figured out, because I'm like, Peyton, we've shown you how to get gas, you know, several times. How can you not know? He's like, I couldn't remember which one to put in. And oh, so just because he magically turned 18 doesn't mean he's necessarily prepared for the world. Oh, with that, we better take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
Temperatures heat up the rest of this week, but we will get some cooler weather Sunday and Monday of next week. 95 the high today, 99 tomorrow, 101 Friday.
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all of the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
I'm an Arizona truck driver. I deliver food, medicine, supplies, and hope.
And during times of crisis, I support our communities. But every day I see people putting lives and families at risk.
Distracted driving is deadly, period. Be aware, be safe, and visit sharetheroadaz.com and find tips on how to drive safely around trucks.
This message is sponsored by the Arizona Trucking Association Foundation.
Just how committed are Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to open borders? So much that they support a disastrous plan to repeal Title 42. Title 42 allowed us to deport 1.7 million illegals. Repealing it will cause illegal crossings to triple. And Biden and Harris have an ally in Democratic governor candidate Katie Hobbs. While other Democrats run for cover, Hobbs stayed loyal to Biden and Harris. Here's what Hobbs had to say about Title 42.
Katie Hobbs slammed the policy, saying that it wasn't working.
Title 42 isn't working.
Now, under pressure, Hobbs is trying to flip-flop, but you heard Hobbs in her own words.
Title 42 isn't working.
Conservative outsider Karen Taylor Robeson has a tough six-point plan to secure our border and finish the wall. Karen has always opposed repealing Title 42. Hobbs stood with Biden-Harris. Karen stands with us. Read Karen's detailed plan to secure the border at KarenForArizona.com. Karen Taylor Robeson for governor. Paid for by Karen for Arizona. Authorized by Karen Taylor Robeson.
Election season is here, and it's no surprise that politicians are behind the times. Some find out only when it's way too late that free over-the-air broadcast radio reaches more voters than television, social media platforms, and road signs. In fact, there's mounting evidence that candidates who are early adopters on radio win more races. Put this knowledge to work for your business. Book an appointment with one of our marketing experts. Go to yumaadvertising.com right now and take the first step toward marketing success.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And in the studio, of course, we have Ross Clark. Good morning, Ross.
I'm old.
You're old. Okay. No, you're not. And we have Carol Brown from WACA. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Isn't 65, you know, it was 50 is the new 30, which means
Do you know how they pick 65? Do you know how that number magically appeared? Do you know where it comes from?
I have no idea.
Do you, Carol? You know?
I've read it. I don't remember.
Back in the Civil War, when they were talking about pensions and retirement, and they said, how long do people live? On average, people die at 65. That's retirement age. If you make it.
If you make it. Well, and back then, you might not have, but today that's a whole new world.
That's how they pick 65.
Yeah, and that makes sense, because depending on pensions and such, when would the payout be?
Yeah, we're not
gonna... it's really, for most folks, it's an erroneous number.
Well, yeah,
it can be a goal for those that have done well with their finances and saving, and they have a lifestyle that they want to be able to experience at a certain age. So it makes sense for them. But for the rest of us, it should be individualized, and that's how we need to make those decisions of what age would I like to continue to work till? What do I want to do with my time if I'm no longer working? Mm-hmm. And that's why we have so many volunteers for so many decades that tended to be 60s and above that met that need, because they now had the ability to have free time and support nonprofits and serve their community.
And we still have many in this state, in this community particularly, and we're blessed.
Yes.
At the hospital, at all these different organizations.
We have volunteers that are specific to the age groups that we serve. We have different volunteers for different positions, but some of them are specific to working with our care clients as senior companions.
Okay.
And it's a wonderful program. So again, the age comes into play there, but we have other positions where you don't have to be 60 or 62 or 65 to be a volunteer. There's other volunteer opportunities that we can provide. And we're looking at even that piece. We need more support systems as our older adults are growing in age. They may not want to volunteer as much as previous generations did. So we do need our younger folks who are coming up to look for those opportunities to volunteer.
Volunteerism, as far as I'm concerned, is a support system. We still need to get out and interact. We need to do things. And if you can do that by volunteering and by helping others, how blessed are you to be able to do that and at the same time strengthen your own constitution and who you are. Continue to learning and living and with purpose.
There's a lot of statistics and research that's been done regarding the topic of volunteerism and how much healthier you remain.
I'm sure.
If you're out there being active and giving back to whoever it might be, either an organization, your community as a whole, whatever it is that you desire to do as a volunteer, but it improves your health.
Sure.
Well, most people that I know have the need to feel like they're contributing something. It doesn't matter if you're retired or not.
I don't really have that need. I just, I enjoy talking. But I'm more of a taker.
Well, something else that we're launching this month publicly is a new program that we have available that is for our caregivers. And some folks don't know that that's a part of the Area Agency on Aging, is also support for the caregivers in the home. And so this brand new program is a portal that we have secured the license on that is for caregivers to access educational pieces, videos, resources, really that support in the home that they can utilize when it's convenient to them. When you think about a caregiver, many times there was no forewarning.
What do you mean? Mm-hmm. You were going to become one, you mean?
Correct.
Okay.
And so now you're in the home. It might be with your spouse. It might be that you're the child of a parent or a grandchild. Mm-hmm. Health has taken a turn for your loved one, and you are now the caregiver.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And there's things you need to know. And it's rare that you're going to be able to get enough time with anyone who's an expert, whether it's your medical provider or the therapist, the physical therapist. There's some basic skills that you're going to need to have. You may need to learn how to properly bathe your loved one, or you may need to know how to give them their medication. You may need to know the signs and symptoms and the challenges that come for someone who is living with a diagnosis of some type of dementia, and how to work with them and communicate properly so that you're making the situation better and you're not exacerbating their frustration.
I think communication is the key for me. And
it is, and not everyone has that skill set.
No.
They're not really, you mentioned, like sometimes siblings get together, but you're not all on the same page, and you don't agree on how to support mom or dad or grandma or grandpa. And even those skill sets can be learned. So this new portal that we have, it's a partnership with TruAlta. This is going to be provided to not just caregivers who are signed up on our services. This is open to the public. Anyone who would like to utilize this service, WACOG is making available that they can receive the invitation from us to log on and be able to start using the portal for these resources that are available to them as a caregiver.
Are caregivers open to education? And that would be my question.
Many of them are desperate for it.
Okay,
and
good.
They don't know where to go or how to get it. They may ask their physician. But the physician doesn't have the capacity to sit down with them and spend that amount of time to discuss through maybe some of those issues or concerns that they have. This will give them an opportunity to go on and learn for themselves. It can be a series of trainings that they can access. It can be more inspirational, more just encouraging them as a caregiver. And
Sure. They
made it fun, and we know this through the chamber and the ambassador program and other avenues that people like to be rewarded for what they learn or what they do. And they literally can receive badges when they've completed a training. And it's for them. It's to encourage them.
It's recognition. And people want to be recognized.
It really is. And they feel like they've achieved that knowledge. Mm-hmm. And it supports them as the caregiver. So this is a brand new program. We started a soft launch just with our internal care clients, caregiver clients, and we've moved it along now that we're ready to release it. So anyone who is a caregiver who would like to be able to access this portal, all they need to do is reach out to us. We have one of my colleagues, Kat, is her name, I forget, there's no camera here. Okay. I actually have to read it. So you can reach out to Kat to get signed up. She sends the actual invitation so that you get your personal login information. And you can reach her at 928-377-4694. Or you can email her, and it's Kat, CATT@WACOG.com. And, of course, I know Kimberly will have the information.
Right.
She's working. We start early. I'm just thrilled about this because I love the services that WACOG can provide.
Mm-hmm.
But I also love when it can reach out as far as possible. And this is one of the opportunities that we've been able to take advantage of to be able to serve the entire region. Anyone that would like this help in Yuma, La Paz, Mojave County, it's available to them. So they don't have to be a caregiver client with us first. They can contact Kat, and then she'll send them that invitation to get logged on, set up their individualized information, and be able to start using this resource. And that's pretty powerful for a caregiver when many times they feel like they don't have the knowledge, the expertise, and they don't know where to turn.
Well, and it can be very overwhelming for caregivers. I mean, that's that's one of the things that we've talked about a lot, who's caring for the caregivers.
And many times they aren't caring for themselves, and their health ends up diminishing more than their loved one. that's another aspect to this, is making sure you understand as a caregiver you must take care of yourself so that you're healthy, you're strong enough to do what you do.
Perfect. I'm just peeking at it. I'm like,
Well, and Kim, you can see this. I just highlighted a few. There are 62 different modules that they can go into, different topics that they can look at to find information.
I'm stealing it from Carol so I can see it.
Educational pieces that they can utilize. So it's going to run the gamut. And it can be from some of those basic steps of bathing or being able to provide their medication correctly, all the way down to communication within the family members, anxiety, frustration, working with that loved one that does have a form of dementia. Also,
well, and really tough
caregiver support.
Right. And tough stuff, power of attorney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things that, you know, when is it time for that? And how do you even, you know, how would you even go about doing that if you've never been through
Absolutely.
It? Oh, and fraud and scams. We talked about that. Yeah, it happens. I'm like, wow, this is pretty all encompassing, you know, having worked, you know, I worked hospice for 2 years. So I'm like, you know, all the things that you don't think about and withdrawing. I like that one for both people.
Yes, absolutely.
Because not only the person, the loved one, but the caregiver.
And it really, this supports the mission and the mandate for the Area Agency on Aging. We are so focused on our three pillars, which is elder abuse prevention, all forms of dementia, that education resource outreach piece, and then falls prevention. And so as we looked at what this was offering, and it's only growing, and they've just started launching these pieces in Spanish.
Oh, great.
We're really excited.
Yeah,
about
that is absolutely great.
Be available. Primarily our South County areas where we're going to need this. We don't have much of a high population in La Paz or Mojave County,
right.
But Yuma County needs that. So we're very excited about that, too, because we need to look at the region that we serve and make sure that holistically we're bringing it all together as much as we can. We know that our services can only do so much, and we need to be able to support those services.
Perfect. And with that, it's time for another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Every day, connected, comfortable, reliable. Every day, you count on power for everything from your smartphone to your air conditioning. At APS, we work around the clock to deliver some of the most reliable service in the country. We invest in infrastructure upgrades across Arizona. We prepare for storms and keep you informed with alerts as we work safely to restore power. Together, all of us can help make every day brighter. Find ways to stay safe and informed at APS.com/brighter.
Economists are warning that sanctions against Russia could trigger devastating inflation, worse than the current 40-year highs. Hi, this is Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to protect your savings right now with a gold IRA through Birch Gold, the only company I trust for gold. Just text the word SECURE to 989898 to get a free info kit on how to protect your savings with gold. So text the word SECURE to 989898.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block. Like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. And of course, before we get back to our regular program, I have announcements for the Chamber. The next 2 months, we will be having our regular monthly, you know, events that we have every month on Thursday, May 12th. YRMC will be presenting the program for Good Morning Yuma. And that is going to be at the Paradise Event Center. Everybody, it's early in the morning and everybody tries to go to Pivot Point, but this one's going to be at Paradise Event Center. So check your emails. Make sure if you pre-register, you should actually be getting an email reminder a couple days before that'll remind you, hey, we're at Paradise Event Center today. And so that one's going to be a great one. It is $25 to attend as long as you register Friday by noon. After that, it will be $35. Tickets will be available online before you go. And then as long as we have space available, tickets will also be available at the door. And then on Wednesday, May 25th, we are going to be having our member mixer at Dell Outdoor Sign Pro on Arizona Avenue. And I'm already hearing kind of a couple things that, you know, it's going to be fun and the food is going to be great. I talked to the caterer yesterday. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. And then, of course, in June, same thing, our two events. We will be having the Good Morning Yuma second Thursday and the Member Mixer fourth Wednesday. And just a reminder, in July, we will be dark. We will not be having any events in July. A lot of people tend to go on vacations then. It's hot. Everybody's getting ready for the school year to start. So we are just going to take that opportunity to regroup and come back with really amazing events in the fall. And those of you, if you missed the amazing race a couple weeks ago, go online, go on Facebook, search for hashtag AmazingRaceYC22 if you want to see this year's photos, or hashtag AmazingRaceYC for last year's photos, and you'll see all the fun that the people had. Congratulations to AWC for winning the amazing race this year with a time of 3 hours and 13 minutes. So it's, yeah, they did. Carol's mouthing wow in here, and it's actually a crazy fun event, and we, you know, that's okay. And then I do have another quick announcement, not for us, but one of the things that's coming up, we're talking about older people today on the radio, but we also have issues in this older people. I know that didn't come out right. I am profiling you. but we also have a lot of struggles right now with early childhood development. Preschool, early education, daycare, and stuff. And I got an email yesterday and have been asked to invite our business leaders. So if you're a business leader, I've been asked to invite you to a forum on Friday to discuss what can be done, what we can do to help, especially, you know, our workforce, because a lot of our workforce has small children, you know, under the age of 5, and they need the daycare, they need the preschool, they need that particular assistance. And so we will be putting this on our Facebook too, but if you are interested in attending, there is a link to register, and that is it. It's, you know, they've shrunk the URL, so they've used bit.ly, so bit.ly. So if you're not familiar with that, again, it's bit.ly and then / YEAC5622. So again, bit.ly/ YEAC5622. They'd really love to hear from everyone, because it's an issue for a lot of our workforce and a lot of our younger families here in Yuma County, and we're trying to find ways that we can make it easier for everyone. And so with that, let's get back to our program. We've got Russ here, and Russ probably, he sees that too, because he's got that darling little granddaughter and a grandson on the way.
I see youth and an experience.
and then, of course, our older American, Russ. No, see.
Absolutely true. I confess.
You confess.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the same thing. You know, when I was talking,
I'm being forced into Medicare.
You know, my parents are in their mid 70s, and I just don't. I don't picture them as seniors. I mean, my parents are still 50. I don't know how that happened, but
well, because you got older.
I got older, but they didn't. That's how that works, right?
No.
And of course, we have Carol Brown with Waco. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. With what you know you were just talking about, you just reminded me that WACOG is more than the Area Agency
they
on
are.
Aging. So
yes.
We are the Head Start grantee, so the program Head Start. You know, some folks may not realize this, but Head Start actually starts when mom's pregnant.
What?
You can get involved with Head Start if you are going to be a brand new family and look for those services that are available through Head Start. There's also the Early Head Start program, so the little littles. and then the toddlers in pre-K. So those are some of the services that WACOG also provides as the Head Start program.
And it is such, and my nephew went through it, and it is such an amazing program.
You know, folks, if you're not familiar with it, it really does help that child be ready when they're going to start kindergarten and elementary age classes to be better prepared, better acclimated, and ready to interact with a teacher and another authority figure, and then also classmates, and how to actually interact without perhaps the... My age, my childhood, you know, it was the playground issues that came up where you're running around and being chased by someone and hoping you don't fall, because back then you wore dresses as a little girl.
So. I did too. I did too.
But that is one of our really important programs that we provide is Head Start. And we're also the Human Services Department. That's a community action agency. So especially during COVID, you had lots of folks asking for that assistance, rental assistance, mortgage assistance, utility assistance. Also financial literacy. In fact, we just did a fair housing symposium last week, and we've got another version coming up in Spanish on May 12th. That's going to be either they can register with us at WACOG or they can go to Facebook Live to watch it. But that is that assistance. I always say we start from the youngest of youngest to the most senior.
Most experienced.
Yes.
There we go.
So we cover all ages with the programs that we provide, and it's very vast. And that's when folks want to know about WACOG, I normally have to ask them, how much time do I have? Because depending on what they would like to learn is how I can position that, because we do so much. But all of those other programs also support our older adults, because we have the numbers are growing on a daily basis of how many grandparents are raising their grandchildren. Not because they want to, per se, but because...
I get that option.
An emergency has happened.
I don't know. Your daughter might have something to say about that.
You get to borrow.
Yeah, you borrow yours.
But we do have many grandparents that find themselves in a situation that they need to actually become the guardian and take care of those grandchildren.
Sure.
They may not be financially set themselves in their retirement years, and they're now looking for... that assistance and support. They may have littles that could be in Head Start, and that would help support how they are able to provide for their household now that they have small children in the home again.
If I could have access to my four-year-old granddaughter, she could help me program my phone.
Yes. Yes, I think.
So I don't know who needs the assistance here, Carol.
Well, you know, it's symbiotic. They give, you give.
There we go. There we go. I would just need it because I don't know how you keep up with her. I just, my next door neighbors have a little, and I just kind of, I'm watching the mom run around after him thinking, oh, wow, I don't think I could do that
I don't
anymore.
Run around. She comes.
Yeah. So like, I don't think I could do that anymore.
She wouldn't do that. She wouldn't run from me. That'd be a mistake. I'll catch you.
And you mentioned, I like what you mentioned, Russ, and I know you were kidding, but it is true. Our younger generations know those technology pieces.
Sure. They live
so
with,
many
they live
times,
it.
What we're also looking for is how can we bring the different age groups together? There's right. so many dreams and ideas that we have at WACOG on how we could really enrich our older adults' lives by having different programs or opportunities made available throughout the community. And with Age My Way and it being Older Americans Month, that's another thing I want to recommend to you. Not only do I challenge you to look for that older adult in your life to show gratitude to, make it a family event. Bring your whole family together, especially say if it's a neighbor. And one, you need to know your neighbors, but if you have got a neighbor that's an older adult, make the effort. Sit down with your family. Pick an idea, something that you can do that would be to show gratitude to them, to bring them some joy this month, and thank them for how they've contributed to your community, especially if they've been the neighbor that your children run next door to or run across the street to hang out with for a while. Make sure you're saying thank you.
It's getting tougher for me to find neighbors that are older.
See, I was just going to say, you know what?
I could help you with that.
I'm thinking about my neighbors, and right now I'm the oldest. I'm like, that's, it's,
you know, I think like my 4-year-old granddaughter or whatever, she's more open to interacting with elders, and some elders would be open to interacting with young people too. That's going to be subjective.
Yes, and lots of times it's the little ones coming to that older adult that breaks the ice.
Can't say no.
And they realize they really would enjoy having that interaction and that time. Mm-hmm. And that's a great way to honor an older adult. Is
you think I could rent her out? I mean, she's
there might
very
be some
viable,
laws
you know.
That you have to consider there. And a mama that, as moms, we know mama bears.
Sheriff's
going to
call me again, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, that's going to. You better be checking your phone. He's probably texting you right now.
Darn it. But she's. It's so. She brings great joy everywhere she goes. And that's. That's just a gift that she has that not every 4-year-old does. I mean, every 4-year-old's enjoyable, entertaining, but she's there's something different, and but that's available. It is.
It is, and this is a skill set that we all hold. Yeah. It doesn't cost
it does.
Anything.
Mm-hmm. It's,
taking just a plain piece of paper to write a thank you note, letting your children draw a picture. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just a small little bouquet of flowers, or like I said, enjoy a meal together, invite them over for dinner, or take them out for a meal this month. But most of all, what I've seen and what folks have shared with us at WACOG is that when they receive those words of gratitude and acknowledgement for how they have served, mm-hmm. what they've contributed, it means a great deal to them. One of the best things that we can do for an older adult is sit down and listen to their story.
Well, you know what I was thinking of is, you know, when Peyton was little, I was inundated with all of his art projects. I mean, I had how many art projects? And I'm just thinking how much, you know, somebody, if we took one and gave it to a neighbor or somebody at the time that...
Mother's Day is coming.
It is coming.
Children could be making an extra card, mm-hmm. an extra craft item, and that could be given to a neighbor, a relative, certainly, that's common. But how about you reach out to one of our skilled nursing facilities or assisted living homes mm-hmm. and ask if there's anything that you could do for their residents?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you pick one of the homes that's more like 9 or 10 people, it's more manageable, or you choose that you're going to do so many and then ask the facility if they would make sure that they give these to maybe the residents that don't have any visitors.
Right, because the facility is going to know which ones have regular visitors
yes.
and family around.
Absolutely.
And with that, we have to take another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
When it's hot, the last thing you want is your home's AC to quit on you. At 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating, our team of comfort specialists take the frustration out of the equation. From simple repairs to more complex fixes, we'll get you cool and comfortable quickly. Just call 928-783-4242 or visit onehouryuma.com.
Always on time.
Owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Have a favorite photo of you and your mom? Then enter it in the 560 KBLU and 24 Karat Jewelers I Love My Mom the Most photo contest. Simply go to 560 KBLU's Facebook page and post your favorite mom photo. It's that simple. Winner of the $250 24 Karat Jewelers gift certificate will be selected at random from all entries made across El Dorado Broadcaster's 3 Yuma radio stations' Facebook pages. It's the I Love My Mom the Most photo contest, brought to you by 24 Karat Jewelers and 560 KBLU.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Morning.
Good morning. And we have Carol Brown from WACA. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
Good morning. And so, you know, I'm going back a little bit just because, you know, you've worked hospice, I've worked hospice, and I'm thinking about those things at 1-4. And can we just kind of give the information again about, because I'm telling you that I can see a lot of families, and I can see myself if I was a caregiver and having watched these families, those hours in the middle of the night when everything becomes too much, and you see it, and everything becomes too much, and nobody's open. You can't call the doctor's office. You can't call your friends are asleep, and you're like, you just can't. And so that's one of the things that I love about this online session.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, so this portal is going to be available 24/7. It doesn't matter when they want to access it, but this is a free program that is available to anyone who is a caregiver. So you don't have to already be signed up on services with WACOG. You just need to call my colleague. Her name is Kat. Mm-hmm. And you can reach Kat at 928-377-4694. Or you can email her at Kat, C-A-T-T. Her last name ends with a T, so.
Got it.
At WACOG.com, CAT@WACOG.com. And listen, if you don't remember that, that's fine. Just call us. Just call WACOG and we'll get you connected. We also have all this information posted on our Facebook page.
Okay.
We're easy to find by just looking for WACOG on Facebook and you'll find us. But we want this program to be utilized to the utmost because I know there are hundreds and thousands of caregivers just in the region that we serve
mm-hmm.
that don't have the support systems that they need and they don't know where to go to. We're here and we mm-hmm. want to support our caregivers that are frontline 24/7 caring for that loved one, or they're a long distance caregiver, which at times can be very frustrating and
it's
filled
very
with emotions
difficult.
Because they want to be nearby, they can't be. You can still utilize this as a family caregiver to understand how you support mom or dad or grandma or grandpa, whoever that loved one is. You can be able to log into this portal and utilize all of the education, the resources, the videos, the information that's going to be available. We'll also be adding WACOG-specific information to the portal so that folks can be aware of any upcoming events we've got, caregiver support groups, health and wellness classes. All of those things will be there, and they are starting to launch the Spanish side of the information. So some of it has been added as of last week,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to continue to develop it and then add it to the portal so that for folks that need that information in Spanish, it will be available.
Because I'm just thinking that, you know, a lot of times, you know, people in that situation, they don't realize that what they're feeling is okay.
Exactly. Exactly. They think they're alone, that being frustrated with their spouse at 3 a.m. is they're being bad. They're not.
But they're not.
They're likely exhausted.
Exactly.
And they need support.
Both physically and emotionally exhausted.
Absolutely. So I know we mentioned it earlier. There are 62 different topics that
mm-hmm.
they can pull from, modules that you can study or just jump on and watch one thing, pay attention to a video, pull down resources. But some of the topics that are available, communication, dementia and Alzheimer's, injury and fall prevention, loneliness, I love this, music therapy, nutrition, pain, power of attorney, self-care, working and caregiving. How many of our caregivers are still in the workforce and trying to figure out how to balance that? Many of our caregivers are. I see the statistics for our state
mm-hmm.
on a regular basis, and our state has a huge demographic of caregivers that have gone from working full-time to having to switch to part-time
mm-hmm.
Be able to provide more caregiver hours. And then ultimately, they actually have to let go of their job to become an unpaid full-time caregiver. So this support system is for all of you.
Which
we
is
want
scary.
You to use this.
You know, because you stop and think about, okay, well, how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to, you know, and so now all of a sudden piled on to the physical and emotional worries that you have about the person and your own health, then all of a sudden you've got monetary worries. How am I gonna do all of this? And it can be completely overwhelming.
Listen, we cannot take care of the number of older adults that we have living in Arizona. that need a caregiver, if we don't have family caregivers involved, we absolutely cannot. The state could not sustain it. On a state level, the federal government cannot provide the level of support that is needed. So we have caregivers that give of their time, their love, their support, and we need them. And so we need to give back to them just as well. And many of our caregivers are older Americans. So think about that too. Think about thanking that caregiver in your life that you know is involved 24/7. That's giving that love and that support to your the other person in the home. So this is the month. One, we want our caregivers to know about this resource through WACOG that they could take advantage of. It's for free. And then also it's Older Americans Month. Let's make sure that we all do something to honor at least one older adult in our lives.
So Carol, I have a question. So how would you recommend, let's say I know a caregiver, and I mean, I'll use a perfect example. Let's say I know someone that has Alzheimer's or dementia, and their caregiver is with them 24/7. What would you advise to someone to give support to that caregiver?
One, you're really going to have to know that person's circumstance and where their loved one is at in the trajectory of that dementia diagnosis. So if it's still appropriate and it's going to go well for that loved one that's going to be at home, if you can step in and give that caregiver a break, send them out to dinner, and you stay and you provide the care for a few hours, that's a wonderful thing to do. Give them a break. If that's not appropriate for the loved one, they're not in a place where they can accept a stranger in the home per se, then look for other ways. Bring the meal to them. Ask if it's okay to, for you to come over and spend time with them. Bring the meal with you. It's perfect if it's a female to bring them some flowers, a thank you card, words of encouragement. There is something that we do in our family regarding birthdays each year, and we go around the room in the family and we speak words of blessing over one another and what we're thankful for in each person. You can do that for that caregiver and tell them why you're thankful for them, recognizing their selfless service to that loved one who needs their support.
Got it, because that can be so hard to figure out what they need.
And many times we'll ask that, call me if you need anything. They're not going to call.
No, they're not. You have to do
it. Ideas. So you look at the circumstances. Can I mow your lawn? Can I take your children, if that's the circumstance, or grandchildren? Can I bring you a meal? Can I treat you to a meal? Again, it depends on that loved one and where they're at with their health. But looking, you've got to get close enough to know what's going on in the home, if at all possible. If you're long distance and you don't get to see face-to-face, start Zooming with them.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Do a virtual get-together. Play cards via Zoom or a game via Zoom. But try to put eyes on them so that you can see how they look. And hopefully by being involved in an activity, they might open up a little more and share what some of the challenges might be. And then look for those avenues and those opportunities. If you're the kind of person who likes to give great gifts, this is a great gift. Lots of people, when they want to do that, they think about, what's a really good gift I could give someone? Do this in the same way.
And look at their needs. You know, I hadn't even thought about that. During the pandemic, in order to stay connected with our family, we did Sunday afternoon board games. And basically what happened was we set up a Zoom for the family to get on. And we'd put a board game on the table. And clearly the people who had the board game, they were the ones that moved the pieces around. But we had everybody, we'd be like, okay, we're going to play this. Make sure that you have, you know, a set of dice or something. Because then they still got to roll on their own. And then we did quite often trivia, just because that's what my family likes. And we'd have somebody that didn't play that read all the trivia questions then. So that we had, it was fair all the way around. But it didn't cost anything. The Zoom was free, and
it's just your time.
It was just our time.
So there's many ways that you can support the caregiver in the home, but also the entire dynamic of that home. The older adult that may have health issues that now they can't do what they used to do. The caregiver's trying to support them as much as possible, but extra hands, extra hearts, extra eyes is really, really important and supportive. And there's so many ways to go about it. You'd be surprised how many older adults just genuinely do appreciate being given the time to tell a story.
Mm-hmm. Even if you've heard it 20 times.
Absolutely.
It's okay to hear it again.
Absolutely. Because sometimes they'll surprise you and they'll add some details mm-hmm. that you did not know. I found out some amazing things about, he was my great uncle, but he was like a grandpa to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out some amazing things just by happenstance of taking a tour one time at the Will Rogers Museum. And suddenly we knew things about him that he had never told the entire family.
Anything good?
It was great.
Oh,
it was. Awesome.
Yeah, fortunately, when she got back from her trip, I got to hear all about it. So, yeah.
It's really wonderful. So, let them tell their story.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, maybe they may want to share what it was like to be a veteran and have gone through a war. Maybe mm-hmm. they want to talk about what it was like to live through the mm-hmm. Depression. Or maybe they want to talk about what it was like to get married in, you know, when they were youngsters, mm-hmm. Their children. Just to share those stories means a lot to them. And then the legacy doesn't get lost.
Well, and you won't regret it. You know, I was fortunate when my great-grandmother was born in 1881, and she didn't die until 1986. So I got to know her very well over 15 years of my life. And you won't regret knowing those stories.
You won't. Just please consider it this month during Older Americans Month. Show some honor, some gratitude to someone in your life. And then don't forget to call us about getting set up with Truealta and our portal to support family caregivers.
Thank you so much, Carol, for coming in. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.